Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, this is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve's Gems. How are you? Going well. And we just here in New York, we just finished Pride Month. And Pride Month's happening all over. We have finished up a couple of weeks ago. And one of the highlights of this year was that the federal mandate that gay marriage is legal in all 50 states. So there was a lot to celebrate.
Such as the case of a man when his wife is better than to marry. But he said to them, not everyone has only the one. And there we have his companions, though firms. There are units who have been made eunuchs by others. There are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. But no one let anyone accept this who can. First we said. Now, I want to focus today on verses 10 to 12 because, you know, his ability, the Christian has ability, the man is going to be two men you saw in the cake and the payment down. I believe he just had another one. That, you know, people are beginning to ask questions about transgender people. Some of them don't care about who they are. One question I'd like to throw out is, are transgender people modern-day eunuchs? Now, I looked up what eunuchs are. The dictionary says the eunuchs are castrated men, usually castrated men, or those incapable of reproduction due to unbirthing. That's kind of a general overview. Now, eunuchs are sprinkled all through the Bible, and they've been in many different cultures, Korea, Asian culture, yeah, the heroes and India, you have it in Africa,
in the ancient times, in biblical times, you had it. Many eunuchs. Probably the most famous eunuch is the Ethiopian, the witness to in Acts. Now, he was a high official in the Queen of Candace in Egypt. And so eunuchs have been part of the Mosaic of Scripture. And when I look at this, I wonder why it was mentioned about marriage. And as I look at it, I want to what Jesus described, about the thing about marriage. He described it as, why Moses gave the bill of abortion. And he said in the beginning it wasn't so. And when I look at eunuchs, I see that, eunuchs run counter to what that particular culture would have been at the time. And three kinds of eunuchs are described. One who is born that way. Though people, one thing I think in transgender, the number one that I've talked with, as to my own personal experience, they all knew that they were different. Now, some find out probably when they were young children. My case, that came much later in my life. But there's always that feeling of difference, being born that way. I've also heard from gay and lesbian people. Now, the second one was, this is a made penis by others. That was involved castration. It was a dangerous thing at the time, but men usually did it. And usually to, maybe they couldn't have children. They couldn't reproduce. And, some of the says to birth defect could have been. I'm not going to say that it wasn't. But it could have been one of those also. In some cases, a eunuch was just a title. It was just a title. One thing I know is that many of the eunuchs used to serve under kings, Solomon the Chamberlain, and some really, really sensitive positions, or they had close associations with the king, or the queen, whoever was in charge. Now, we go to the third one. There are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Now, the thing, what I find very interesting is, why it was mentioned marriage. I think now, with all the controversy about transgender people, some of that family is over. Okay, there's a lot of controversy about that. I won't go into that right now. And the thing that, we're more, the whole idea of marriage is to produce and to have children. But there are some people that God has called to remain single. It's not true that because you're not married or have children that you're unhappy. That's not true at all. I mean, the majority of apostles didn't indicate anything except for maybe Peter. I don't know if any of the other apostles were married. The great missionary Andy Carmichael never married. Dorothy Day never married. The many great Christian mystics have never married. If I married the prophets, we don't know if they were ever married or not. Or if someone was eunuch, I have no idea. But when I hear about this, it kind of blows away the idea that you have to be married in order to fulfill God's purpose. You know, God has a purpose for everyone. God had a purpose for eunuchs, too. At one time, the eunuchs were in the Mosaic Covenant. They were forbidden to be a part of the kingdom because they were considered unclean. But as we go to Isaiah 56, we go to verse 3, it says, "Do not let the foreigner be, do not let the foreigner join to the Lord. Say, the Lord will surely separate me from his people. And do not let the eunuch say, I am just a dry tree. For thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose the things that please me, hold fast in my covenant. I will give in my house within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off." What that tells me is transgender people, and also my gay and lesbian and queer brothers and sisters, are also part of this mosaic. You know, there are many gay people who have come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. Many lesbians, many transgender people know Jesus as their personal Savior. I mentioned time and time again, God knows who we were going to be before we were even born. And God has a plan for each and every one of us. Now, one thing a lot of people who are opposed to LGBT rights is kind of the point that, you know, a man shouldn't wear women's clothes and women shouldn't wear men's clothes. You know, that you're a sinner. Okay, well, all of us are sinners. It doesn't matter who we are. All of us are sinners. We were born in sin. Another point is that all of us have to come, all of us, may ourselves right with God. We have to come to God, come to Jesus. And that's for everybody. And it disturbs me when people who call themselves Christian try to keep somebody out because they're different. That not only goes for gender, it goes for race, it goes for gender, it goes for sexuality, it goes because you come from a different culture, it goes for a lot of things. Well, nowhere in the Bible does it say that God picked a particular group of people to be his servants. God's used many people throughout the ages to be his servants. I mean, I'm a transgender person. Okay, I have brothers and sisters in Russia, in Christ. My Christian brother in China, my Christian brother in Nigeria, or in Greenland or Iceland, they're my brothers and sisters in Christ. Doesn't matter where they come from. We may not speak each other's languages, but still we're indebted together in Christ. And I look at the thing with eunuchs, I think eunuchs, it runs into the same thing. You know, eunuchs, all part of it, as Isaiah points out, eunuchs are part of God's mosaic. They're part of the kingdom. They're part of his plan. Now, when I looked at verse 11, and it says that not everyone can accept this teaching, but those to whom it is given. Okay, every teaching isn't made for everybody. Okay, some people choose to serve God. Some people choose not to be married. And God has picked out people who are married. Just because a person is not married doesn't mean that they can be one. Doesn't mean that God can't use it. It's when God has a purpose for everyone. Not much really about people who are born married and did wonderful work. Did wonderful work. Thanks for God. Now, not just because I'm transgender, but that doesn't mean that God doesn't have a purpose in my life. And I let God has a purpose for everybody's life. So to say that, you know, because of somebody different or he isn't like you or he isn't part of your culture or your tribe, or he or she doesn't do things the way you do, doesn't make them any less relevant. It doesn't make them any lesser than anybody else. Everyone's different. One thing I found when I realized that I was transgender, it put me in with a group of people that I previously knew nothing about. I knew about gay people, lesbians. I didn't know anything about transgender. The only thing I knew about transgender is drag queens and transsexuals. I didn't know anything. Previous to my coming out 10 years ago, I didn't know anything. But when I came out, I had to understand. I had to come, got to be in contact with people who were just like myself. And it opened up the door. And as God revealed to me, that he loves them just as well as anybody else, as anybody who's straight. He has a plan for each and every one's life. And in spite of all the vitriol that you may hear from some pulpits and other organizations, you're part of that mosaic, you're part of this team. I've heard a horror story being thrown out of houses and their churches just because they're transgender. And one person I admire very much is in France and Revenue, so Sister Paula Nielsen. She was a woman who was transsexual in transition back in 1963. And she's a living witness 50 years. But as a young child, she was called to preach. And you know, she struggled with it. She had gender issues. She struggled with that. And then in 1963, she transitioned at the age of 25. But God still had that calling on her. Like, she knew that in spite of, you know, yes, she was transsexual, yes, God still had that calling on her. And what that tells me is that God had a hand on her life, and God knew that she was going to transition. And God knows that you're going through, that you will transition. God knows what you're going through. And God will see it through you. Put your trust in Him, He'll see you through. And I asked the question earlier, are transgender people, as we know today, are they modern-day eunuchs? In some respects, I believe that they are. Just my own feeling. But I'm pretty sure some of you might have your own feelings about it. And whatever they are, that's science. But the main point is that whoever we are, whatever our gender is, whatever our race is, whatever country we live in. If we know Christ as our Savior, we're part of His kingdom. We're, you know, God, we're part of His kingdom. It doesn't matter how we present to the outside world. Because as you read Scripture, God used all kinds of people. You know, many of them were, you know, the apostles, they weren't, many of them weren't educated and efficient. Some of the old prophets, you know, some were rich, some were poor. So the prophet Amos, he was a sheep farmer. You know, God didn't need, you know, God, there wasn't a set, there wasn't, and there wasn't Moses, he was a fugitive. And God saved him. And what I'm saying now is, units, if units are part of God's kingdom, those who keep His commandments and everything, French and the people are part of that too. And if anyone says that you're not, you said it before the Lord. God says that I am. You know you're trying to, you know you're a child of God, you're a part of His kingdom. Okay, people may not understand. They may not understand, you know, they may not, you know, they may not see, you know, see how. Just remember one time some people found sending missionary to other countries was a waste of talent. But we got people who had to call of God, they went in and they went and did what God had instructed them to do. Even people didn't understand. Listen, people didn't understand what Jesus did. The apostles never understood what Jesus was about until when he was ascended into heaven. They never, and they were right with him for 3 years. And they never really understood who he was about. God knows who we're about. God knows every one of us. He knows our feelings. You think that Jesus and he experienced all the things we did. Hurt, sorrow, rejection, pain. I'm sure at times he's frustrated with the apostles because of their lack of understanding. But he understood that they were mere men also. No, he understood that. And I'm here to say that, you know, as transgender people, we are a part of God's kingdom. We're just, we know Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are a part of His mosaic. We have every right to be who we are. And everyone who calls upon God says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Doesn't matter if you're straight, male, female, gay, lesbian, queer, transgender, from China, or from India, or from Saudi Arabia, or from Germany, or wherever, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. You know, if you ask Christ to come into your life, you're His child, and nobody can take that away from you. And as I close the program, I just hope these words will touch someone's heart. And there may be some that I've been struggling, been hurt by some of the vitriol and some students. But just remember, Christ died for you. God knows everything about you. He knew who you were going to be. This is who you are. I have a little saying, be who you are. Be who the way God created you. You know, don't let anyone tell you any differently. You know, if you're a Christian and you're Christ, child of God, praise God. If you desire to be, you can ask Christ to come into your life right now. If He welcomes you, you know, there, you know, God, you know, in God's eyes, you know, you're as lovely as anybody else in His eyes. Doesn't matter what the world says, because the world is with Jesus. And what did they laugh at him? They did everything. But in the end, look what's happened. Millions of people have come to know him. Millions of people throughout the centuries have come to know him. People are coming to know Jesus today. And I just pray that during the rest of the summer, you know, pray that many rejoice in the Lord. I just pray that many, as I just mentioned, that many cried about coming up. You know, celebrate who you are. If you're Christian, celebrate that you're a child of God. Because to me, that's the greatest joy in the world. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today. This is Genevieve Gems, and I look forward to getting together with you once again the next time. Thank you. God bless you, and amen.